What is up, guys? So before we start the show today, I want to take a little bit of time to tell you about something I hold very near and dear to my heart, and that is Social X. Social X is a community of entrepreneurs working together to make a positive impact on the world, scale their businesses, make more money, and build their networks with like-minded individuals. They teach entrepreneurs how to go from zero to six figures, and their weekly mastermind calls feature top business moguls and entrepreneurs from various industries. They have online courses, they have amazing entrepreneur events all over the country, and much, much more. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Social X, go ahead and go to socialxmastermind.com. And let them know you came from this podcast. And, you know, I really genuinely believe you should join this mastermind because honestly, without it, this podcast would not exist. So go ahead, come join me within the Social X Mastermind. And let's go ahead and get on with the show.
Welcome to the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show, where we speak with elite individuals and top performers and seeing what it takes to stay healthy and get wealthy. Are you ready to be elite? Are you ready to be part of the 1%? Well, then without further ado, let's get it.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Today, I have another elite entrepreneur with us today, all the way over from Australia. He is a best-selling author. The book is called Birth of the Super You. Highly recommend you go get it. He is a global speaker, success coach, business mentor, coaching over 10,000 people in 18 countries. He is the founder and CEO of G Corp Advisory, closing more than $504 million worth of deals, with a mission to help you unlock your mind and build a better you. Please help me welcome Mr. Jacob Galea. Mr. Galea, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Chase, how you doing?
Doing absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know you're a busy guy. You're inspiring millions of people around the world. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's shows like this that change lives. Thank you for hosting the show.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. So before we get into kind of the meat of the episode, why don't you go ahead and take a little bit to tell us, you know, who you are and what really got you into the space that you're doing today?
I'd love to, Chase. Thank you. So I'm a motivational speaker. I do mentoring and coaching around the world. I've been fortunate enough to work with NFL players in the USA. I've worked with celebrities in New York City. And my role is I'm a mind coach. My role is to make the best of the best better. I was fortunate, Chase, at the age of 19, which I write about in my book, Birth of the Super You, where I met a mentor, and this mentor changed the way I think and feel and look about life. And I began an entrepreneurial journey about the age of 20, and I left a really secure factory job that I had, and I had really no education other than school. And I trusted my intuition. I was fighting for the Australian karate team, and I was learning a lot about the power of intuition. And I thought, you know what? Let's do this. And the rest is sort of history, my man.
Absolutely. That's incredible. So the Australian, what you said, Australian martial arts?
Karate, yeah. I'm a karate second dan black belt.
Wow. What got you into karate? What got you into that whole atmosphere?
When I started working at the age of 16, I got into some trouble getting off a train in at 5 o'clock in the morning one day, and I thought, you know what, I've got to take control of my situation and my life. And I met a sensei, and I was telling him about this situation. He said to me, "You should do karate, my man." And I said, "Let's do it." And very quickly, I rose amongst the warrior ranks and ended up fighting for Australian karate. And I've had some of the most amazing tournaments and teachers through the martial arts scene in the world.
Wow, that's incredible. What are some of those key practices and principles that you learned from your karate days that have really translated into what you're doing today?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Chase. I think first and foremost, what karate teaches you, what you can really take from the battlefield to the boardroom, is the quote, never give up. Because a warrior, you know, even if you get me down on my knees and even if you break my hands and legs, unless you take the soul out of my body, I'm coming back for you. I'm not stopping, because at the end of the day, that's what life's about. It's like martial arts is a great setup for life, because what it's about is about bouncing back. You know, I don't really care how much money you make. I don't really care what you do for a living, whether you're a cleaner or a CEO or you know, it doesn't matter what you do. What I matter or anything I care about now is the fight that you've got within you to be better. And that's what martial arts teaches you.
Wow, that's incredible. It's all about the fight within, not so much, you know, there's a lot of external forces that can help you out. But as long as you, if you have that drive within you, I mean, the path has been paved. You just got to make it happen.
100%, Chase.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about this book that you've got, Birth of the Super You, because you've now transitioned into motivational speaking. You've helped people all across the world, you know, like you said, NFL players, celebrities in New York. What brought about this book?
Yeah, so what happened was that a lot of people through my coaching were, you know, were asking me, give me some techniques and give me some clues on what it takes to be a super version of yourself. So I travel a lot for work, Chase. I catch about 16 planes a month domestically in Australia, and I do a lot of international travel as well. And I thought, well, time is money. And while I was up in the air, I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to teach people some of the things and some of the secrets about what it takes to be a super version of yourself. So over 2 years of traveling, I put my thoughts down on paper, and an editor, a publishing company, Hay House and Balboa Press, picked it up, and the book was published. And it's been great. It's been about out for about 5 years now. It sells around the world. I still have, you know, a lot of people message me about how good the book is. So it's, you know, a book's a beautiful legacy as well to leave behind for your children too.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. You just said that word, legacy. That's one of the big things that I'm really trying to push with everything I do, is that, you know, you're leaving something behind for your kids to look at, or even your grandkids or your great grandkids. You know, they might look at it and be like, oh, dad did this, haha, what, like, maybe they like give you some shit about it. But like, at the end of the day, you left your mark on the world. And that's something that a lot of people can't say they've done.
You know, Chase, that's a really good, you know, it's a really good topic to sit on for a minute. But, you know, what I teach and what I work with people a lot about, and it doesn't matter how old you are, people think that, you know, you discuss legacy when a man or a woman's in their 60s or 70s. It's like, hell no. You discuss legacy every day of your life, because legacy and a legacy driver is what it's all about. That's what drives you, yeah? Like, I'm working with people now, Chase. Let me give you an example on how people think legacy. And I want to give your audience an example just to blow their minds a little bit. Imagine working with someone now, Chase, that is organizing their next 10 books to come out, but not now when they're alive, one book to come out every year after they're dead. So they're working on their legacy to come out 10 years after they die. So they've instructed their family to bring out one book of theirs per year for the next 10 years after they're dead. Now, that's legacy. You know, like, imagine, that's how you need to think. Not, it's not just about existing in this dimension of space. What it's about is about thinking about, while I'm dead and I die, for the next 10 years after I die, how can I live on? And, you know, you've got to be able to think like that, because, you know, this is a very short life, and life's about making an impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that comes across as like, I remember there was a quote about this, where you die. Well, actually, I guess there's three times, but you die twice, where when your physical body dies and when your name dies. I mean, you really, you know, the biggest thing is really trying to make an impact so that your name can live as long as possible. Because, I mean, you've got historical figures. I mean, like, you've got Gandhi, you've got MLK, you've got Mother Teresa, like all these people throughout history who are dead and gone, but their name lives on because they made such a huge impact.
And I think that's an important thing, is at the end of the day, it's, and again, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, people think, oh yeah, but I'm a nobody, you know, nobody wants to remember my name. I'm just an average 9-to-5 office worker. It's like, hell no. Like, why can't you be the best 9-to-5 office worker? So, you know, your name is your signature. And when you sign something, when you sign a document, a mortgage paper, an investment, a property deal, that ink on that paper is ownership. You own that. You know, you've got to own your name in this world and your place in this world, or you'll never be anybody.
Oh, absolutely. What are some of those key steps that you help your clients with, or even people who get your book? What are some of those key steps to really start taking those steps to kind of claim your ownership within the world and really build your legacy?
Yeah, look, I think number one, which is paramount, is mindset. You've got to learn to use and unlock the power of the subconscious mind. No, without doubt, we know, nowhere are you taught in school, in university, in college, in the workforce, in the home life. No one teaches you how to use your subconscious mind. So there is this undiscovered intelligence within us called the subconscious mind. That if you just learn how to use it, Chase, what happens is imagine if you're operating now at, you know, 60% capacity in your life, and all of a sudden we unlock your subconscious mind, and I get you operating at 80-90%. What could that mean for you, for your family, for your podcast show, for your money, for your legacy? I mean, So first and foremost is you've got to learn, you have to learn about how to use the mind and how to use it properly. My second point is be careful who you spend time with. You know, who you spend time with is who you become. You are a product of your environment, and your entourage is very important, because if you spend time with losers, you will become a loser. If you spend time with successful people who are ambitious, that want to make a change, that are working on their legacy, guess what? You're going to become exactly like them as well. So, you know, you've got to be careful. You've got to be really be careful on who you're spending time with, because they shape you. You know, I say on stage when I speak, you know, put up your hand and put your five fingers up and have a look at the top five people that you spend the most time with, because they're shaping your reality. Yeah. So I make sure that I'm with the most inspiring, beautiful people every day. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes you've got to get negative people out of your life.
Yeah. So how do you take those steps to really start to filter, you know, who you're around? Because I've heard it a lot being in the entrepreneurship world, and I know everybody has to, is like, you need to, you know, weed out the negativity, and your network is your net worth. But for a lot of people, it's really hard to start making those cuts, like maybe it's not so much just getting rid of them completely, but, you know, even like dialing it back. What are some of those mental steps that you would take to really make that happen?
You need to be around people who support you first and foremost, right? If you're going, how do I do this? What's my decision? How do I start decluttering? Number one, Chase, is you need to be around people that support you, but not support you in a bullshit way. Support you in a way that honestly, like, you put a dream in front of them that looks so big that scares you, and that they're going, you know what, Chase, I think you can do this. Now, you know, your support mechanism in your life is really important. You know, real authentic people that care about you, not people that just want to hang around you. There's a difference, you know. There's a lot of people that want to hang around me, and a lot of people that care about me. So I tell my guys, keep your inner circle really small, because if your inner circle is really small and it's really tight, you don't allow, you know, negativity is normal. Like, you got to think about, we have day, we have night, we have sun, we have moon, we have positive, we have negative. You're always going to have negative people come into your world, right? But what you got to do is control that negativity. So it's really, really important that you make sure that the people around you are the most authentic, supportive people on the planet for you.
Absolutely. Love that. Absolute value bomb right there. So kind of delving into the mindset aspect of things, because you had brought up two points. One was your network, and one was the subconscious mindset, which is something that I've been absolutely obsessed with over this past year, is really figuring, you know, kind of like NLP, like learning about the subconscious, reframing, wording. You know, what are some of those steps that you take with some of your clients, or even that you teach in your book, that, you know, really help you unlock that subconscious mindset, unlock the subconscious, and then you can kind of start changing your mindset within?
Yeah, look, you know, the one of the most powerful, you know, where would I start with a client, number one, is affirmations. You have to have an affirmation that is written by you, that inspires you, that is said 1,000 times a day, that implants that those impressions onto your subconscious mind. So affirmations, first and foremost, the most important thing to unlock the potential and the intelligence of your subconscious mind. Following affirmations, of course, one of the most important things that people talk about but really don't know how to do properly is what's called visualizations. So you really have to learn how to have an affirmation, turn that affirmation into a visualization. That visualization becomes what's called a mind movie. So it's like sitting there in the cinema or in the movies and watching a movie on the big screen, but imagine that movie is a movie of exactly the life that you want to live, and that's what you need to do, because the subconscious mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So, you know, you hear a lot about this, you know, NBA players who do a lot of work with their eyes closed, visualizing shooting baskets, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who visualized his body and how big he was going to be before this. So there's a lot of proof written about this. So you really have to learn and untap the potential of your intelligence to go, you know, I need to do affirmations, and I need to do visualizations, and I need to do them every day, not, you know, one day a week, or not when I got inspired because I watched a show. It's like, you got to do it every day. You eat every day, you do mind techniques every day. The day you don't eat, don't do mind techniques.
Absolutely. You have to make it a keystone habit, if anything, not just a habit, but a keystone habit. Like, your day has to revolve around making sure that you are building up your mindset so that you can absolutely go out and crush everything else that you do.
100%.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this field of being in the mindset kind of game and motivational speaking, it's an amazing field. I absolutely love it. But what really got you into being a motivational speaker and wanting to have this mission of helping people unlock themselves and become a better version of themselves?
You know, I actually get I get asked that question a lot in the media, in my radio interviews and magazine interviews and TV interviews, and I think I get asked a lot because it's motivational speaking is not something that you really decide to do. You know, you don't go through a career and going, hey, I'm going to be a motivational speaker. I can tell you that every motivational speaker that I know, I've sort of just fell into it. And there's a beautiful quote that says, often what you are seeking is also seeking you. So for me, you know, my example of motivational speaking was a really cute one where I was at a corporate event and I was there with 100 people to listen to a business motivational speaker to educate myself. And the motivational speaker didn't turn up that night. He was really sick. And one of the hosts of the event were really panicking about who's good, that we've got 100 guests and they paid to be here. What are we going to do? And then she came up to me and said, hey, listen, why don't you talk about your business? And I said, me? And she said, yep. And she went on, she said to everyone, guys, the speaker can't be here. We've got Jacob Glare. He's getting on stage and he's going to speak. Here you go. And people started clapping. And the next minute, I did a 1 hour or a 1 hour motivational talk or 1 hour presentation. And I had 50 people lined up for me to go and do the same talk in their business. So it's a chance destiny meeting. It was something that, you know, you're at the right place at the right time and you are guided to it. You don't pick it. It picks you.
Wow. That's incredible. Talk about, you know, coincidence there and the absolute like a chance sent from God. That's amazing. So what are some of those key things about the motivational speaking? So let's say someone wants to be a speaker or even a motivational speaker, that what are some of those key things that somebody needs to realize going into this space to really kind of thrive within this space?
I think, look, the key thing first and foremost that you really have to think about on a really deep level is, what's my message? You have to really understand about your message. What story are you telling the world? It's all good to say I want a speaker, and there's a lot of speakers out there, and a lot of speakers, you know, there's some really good speakers, there's some average speakers. What stories are you bringing to the world? I mean, you need to think about, you know, when you want to bring yourself on a stage to motivate people or to connect with people, you have to really think, what do I want to give them? What's my light that I want to shine through them? And you really have to work on, I think a lot of people want to be motivational speakers, honestly, chase for the wrong reasons. It's, they want to do it for the money or the fame or the, you know, because it feels amazing when you're on stage with all these people looking at you. But what they don't really realize is, you know, I've just finished a motivational talk last week, 250 people in Sydney, and it is exhausting. You're giving those people every bit of you, all of you. It's like, it's not easy. So I think, you know, if you got some entrepreneurs on the show that are thinking, I really want to get in that space, there's a few things they need to do. Number one is think, what is my message? And number two is, how is my message different? Okay, you've got to have a point of difference, because there's too much same in the world, right? So, you know, everybody's talking about fitness at the moment. Everyone's talking about, I mean, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, like, just go to the gym and train. Get your ass in gear. Like how many supplements can people take? You know, how much lemon water can someone drink? Give me something fresh, dude. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, and the other thing is go back to the what we spoke about before. If you want to talk on stage, think about your legacy. Think about when you get off that stage, what message and legacy are you leaving in the hearts of the minds of the people that are listening to you? Because that's what a speaker's about, is about, you know, I still have people saying to me, Jacob, I heard you talk 5 years ago at an event. I still remember it. You blew my mind. Wow, thank you. I'm implementing those techniques and I'm living a better life. That's why you become a speaker.
Wow. Absolutely. I mean, it all comes back to that legacy. Like, what kind of message do you want to leave behind for the masses to remember? That's incredible. So, absolutely amazing advice there for the speaking world. Now, kind of shifting gears to G Corp. It was G Corp Advisory, correct?
Correct. That's my business. That's right.
Correct. So, tell us a little bit more about that. You know, what got you, what led you to found G Corp, and what's really been a factor of the success of the company?
So, I found a hole in the market, and the hole in the market was, there was, you know, there was there was, in Australia especially, there was no real companies who were stepping up to train individuals and companies to be better. There was people doing like sales training and people doing, Chase, like, you know, sort of financial training, but no one was really doing mindset training for organizations. No one was really doing anything that really could help these people be a better version. So I had a big corporate career before I started my own business in the sales world, and we had a lot of advisors come in and coach, and none of them really impressed me. So what do you do? What does an entrepreneur do in a situation like that? They say, well, I'm going to do it myself and do it better. So you embark on a beautiful journey of creating something that's better, and you take all your years of intelligence and reading and studies, and you build a program, and you risk it to get the biscuit, and you back yourself, and off you go. And that's what I did. And G Corp Advisory now has coached, you know, in over 18 countries. I get calls to fly around the world. I've just come back from New York and Beverly Hills in Los Angeles and California doing work. And we're world leaders in training and development of teams and individuals in a way that no one's really doing. You know, we're mixing quantum physics and spirituality and warrior ethos in a world that people aren't really doing that.
No, absolutely. I definitely love the approach you guys have taken to really revolutionizing the business atmosphere in the business world. But what's that journey been like, you know, company-wise, you know, going from start point to where you are now? I mean, has it been, you know, like, I know with a lot of entrepreneurs, it's never a smooth sailing ship all the way through, but what was that, how has that journey been like so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. You know, I think if you're expecting a smooth transition, forget it, because, you know, if you look at most successful people, you know, success is not a straight road. You see the diagrams on social media of success being like a spaghetti, you know. I mean, it's exactly like that. You have, you know, you have times where you have ups and downs and rounds, and you have times when you question yourself and think, you know, what am I doing? And like, you know, like, of course, that's normal. But at the end of the day, you know, what it's all about, it's not about anything more than about listening to your intuition and listening to your journey about, you got to feel it, you know, Chase, you got to feel it from within, because, you know, a lot of times, and a lot of entrepreneurs are like this, a lot of times, you know, entrepreneurs like me, you just want to chuck it all in and think it's all too hard. You know, it's hard work. It is, you know, this ain't a 9-to-5, you know, this is a 24/7, 365, you know, your mind doesn't switch off what you're doing, but you know what, that's good, because you build a business and you build a career that you never need a holiday from. So yeah, of course, you know, the journey's tough and you know, does it get better as you get more successful? Yes. But, you know, do people reach out to me now and I never have to advertise? Yes. But I mean, that bit's good. But you know what, Chase, you still got to be amazing at your work. You still got to keep studying. You still got to keep educating yourself. You still got to, I still invest in my mentor. You still have to go, because the minute you get complacent, you're dead.
Boom. Ooh, complacency kills.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what were some of those key things when you first started out with G Corp and the speaking, what were some of those key things that really helped you push through the mud? Cause you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're met with adversity, they think about giving up and they can't push through. What are some of those key things that really help push you through those times?
I think number one, you know, absolutely, Chase, first and foremost is mentors, coaches around me. I invest a lot of money to have great business people and coaches around me, Chase. You know, a lot of people, you can't do this by yourself. You know, even look at Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest soccer players in the world, who has a team and has a coach. And the coach, you know, even though he's a great player, you know, Chase, that coach, he still reports to the coach. The coach still pushes and drives. You look at great tennis players, you know, Nadal and all these guys, they still have coaches. Why do they have coaches? Because coaching works. And I don't understand why every entrepreneur on the planet, every business person, every person on the planet does not have a coach to kick their ass to make sure that they're getting their goals and living the life that they want. So I think, look, you got to get a coach. You got to get a mentor. You got to be reading nonstop. As busy as I am, I'm always reading. You know, whether it's a it's a physical book or an audio book, I'm always investing in myself. You know, even though I get on stage and I do my own seminars to thousands of people, Chase, I still go and see other speakers speak and learn something as well. Yeah? It is a never-ending journey of success. Never, never ending. So you have to have a mindset of growth, not a fixed mindset.
Absolutely. You're always a student of the game, no matter what. You know, if you're making peanuts, if you're making $504 million worth of deals, you know, it's all about, you're always constantly learning. You're always moving forward. You're always growing. There's no, like you say, complacency kills. The day you stop is the day you die.
100%, Chase.
That's wild. So now kind of fast forward to today. What's the vision moving forward? Because you've done a lot. I mean, you've spoken across the world. You've done, like I said, $504 million worth of deals in your company. You've written a book. I mean, what's the next step? What's the overall vision from here on out?
You know, Chase, for me, it's when you define something, you know, this is a lot of your audience probably haven't heard an answer like this before, but I'll tell you something, that when you define a destination, when you say, all right, Chase, this is what it looks like, you know, for me in the next 10 years, when you define something, you give it a label, you give it a limit. As soon as you label something, it becomes limited. With all my training and all my studies, I refuse to live in a limited world. So for me, I want to live in a limitless and effortless and a cosmic space of that never ends. I will never define for me what's next, because as soon as I define what's next, it will label and put me exactly there, because my ability to manifest really quick, it'll put me there. This is what I do instead. I watch what's going on around me in my world, and I advance and accelerate and do more of what's working, so that wherever I'm meant to be, I will be. You see, I don't know what might happen. I was in New York recently and had amazing meetings with a lot of great people, and anything could come from those meetings. Now, if I 2 years ago did my life plan and hadn't allowed myself to be open to new meetings, new experiences, I could have possibly missed whatever could come up with these guys. Yeah. So my thing is this: you've got to have some sort of roadmap on where you're going. That's really important. I do that with my clients. Don't get me wrong here. You've got to have a roadmap, but don't have a roadmap that's fixed in concrete. Have a roadmap that is just a minimum of. So, for example, it will be a minimum of. It won't be, this is what I'm going to do exactly. Because here's the thing with me, Chase. I will move in a world that is limitless and effortless, not limited. So, you know, for me now, I get up in the morning and I say, dear God, dear universe, put the right people in front of me that need my help. Put me on the right podcast. Put me in front of the right stages, you know, on exactly the people that need to hear what I've got to share, so that I can do what you want me to do. I'm just a messenger, and I'm just a messenger to deliver truth and make people be better. If I keep doing that, then that's what's next. And I'll just keep following that.
I love that. Yeah, that kind of goes in line. I've had, you know, tons of people ask me like, oh, what's your 5-year plan? I don't have a 5-year plan. I've got an idea of where I want to go, but like you said, you know, you have to be open to new experiences. You know, one day, you know, you've got this amazing company, you're speaking around the world. Maybe the next day maybe you don't want to speak anymore. Okay. Well, that's totally an option. Or like, maybe you have like an even bigger deal, a bigger opportunity where you start an even bigger business. You know, you have to be open to all the different experiences that life is able to hand you, and not define yourself in such a narrow way. I love that answer.
I mean, think about this, Chase, you know, which is really important on top of this answer. Think about how much have you changed as a man in the last 5 years?
Oh, so much, yeah.
so if you wrote your goals down 5 years ago, Chase, if you wrote your goals down 5 years ago and you've changed so much, wouldn't your goals be outdated because you've outgrown those goals?
Oh, 1,000%, yeah.
So do you see how the game works? The game is an ever expanding, like the universe, right? It's an ever expanding, limitless game that you can't put limits on. Because once you put limits on, and let me tell you, in 5 years' time, Chase, your goals are going to change again. So why would you define them? Why would you say, look, at a minimum, this is what the skeleton's going to look like, but never put the flesh and the bone to it? Let your journey do that in itself.
Absolutely. I love that. Fantastic. So kind of going a little bit deeper into your journey, what are some of those key moments or, you know, experiences that you've had that have really shaped not only your business progress, but your personal progress as well?
Key experiences of me would be, number one, as I said to you, I think what's really important is the power of following your intuition, because by following my intuition, it's led me to key experiences, because a lot of people don't know how to listen within. You know, if you don't go within, you go without. So it's really important that you dive into your inner self and your inner voice. For me, that's the most important experience and key experience I've had, is that I never ignore that inner voice. As weird as it is, when I wake up one morning and someone says, hey, you know, you should post this, or you should, you know, I just follow my inner voice. And for me, that is key. It's critical that you're spending time listening on what's going on. And I think if people can really tap into the intelligence, the wisdom, and the power within. I mean, you think about this, you know. If you cut your hand with a knife now, your hand, after it bleeds, it'll heal itself, right? It'll go back to normality. You'll put a Band-Aid on it, and you put a bandage on it, it'll wrap itself up, it'll heal. Now, if your body has the intelligence to heal a cut on yourself, imagine what other intelligence it has to tell you within, because it is such an intelligent machine. So my thing is, I say to my guys, tap into that intelligence. That's a key influencer. Tap into it. Understand it. There's nothing more important to study on this planet than you. People say to me, Jacob, you know, as a business advisor, what should I invest in? Don't invest in anything yet unless you've invested thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in you. Because no property or no career is going to pay and give you a dividend or return like what you can get a return on you being a better version of you. So tap into that inner intelligence. For me, is absolutely key.
Absolutely. I mean, you pointed something out huge there, is that, you know, the best investment you can make is in yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, if the world can take away all the money, all the nice things, they can take away everything, but they can't take what you have done for yourself. They can't take away the knowledge. They can't take away the development that you have built within to make yourself a better person. I love that answer. Awesome. So what are some other experiences that you've had on your journey that just kind of stood out to you? Not so much as like, you know, oh, business or personal growth, but more so experiences that have really highlighted your journey. I guess some of the highs from your journey of becoming who you are today that have really stuck out, and, you know, you think back over and, you know, it kind of makes, you know, go through the feeling of, yeah, this is all worth this, made it, you know, this was fantastic.
You know, number one, in a little, you know, I think when you travel and you get on a plane, you go international and you see new cultures and you meet new people and you're in new environments, I think that for me is been key, because, you know, local thinking gets you local results. Global thinking gets you global results. So I try and be global as much as possible. I try and travel as much as I can. Yes, it is for business at the moment, because I'm so busy, I'm traveling for business. But even when I'm on a business trip, I take time out to go and explore a city or go and explore a place and do something spiritual or do something connected, because it's really important. So I think, you know, honestly, Chase, first and foremost, you got to travel. Like, I know so many people, you know, I heard this stat the other day that, like, 80% of Americans don't have a passport. It's like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, you got to travel. You got to get out and see different places, and that's what grows you. That's what will take you to a level of existence that you could never get to by yourself.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I actually had the privilege of going to Puerto Rico about a month ago and spoke at the Disrupt event over in Puerto Rico with Anthony Delgado. And it was kind of, I guess, my first time of really being out of the country. And it was that traveling experience, not just, you know, the event, but just the experience of being in a different, you know, place, really opened my eyes to, you know, what's possible. And it gave me, you know, new access to different cultures and different ways of thinking. And then I came back with this, I felt like a different person almost.
And you will, because what you're doing is you're spreading your wings and you're meeting new people there and you're listening to new content and, you know, you're going to bed in a different time zone and there's a different sky on top of you than you're used to. And this is what growth is, yeah? This is why you've got to spread your wings and fly in life. And the more you do that and the more you step outside your comfort zone, you know, too many people are too comfortable. They go to the same shops every day, they see the same people, and they do that for 80 years and then they die. I mean, come on. That's not why you're on this panel. You know, look how we're connected.
Absolutely. Boom. Making it happen. Going a little further now, what is something that you feel, I mean, because one of your biggest things is helping people break past their limits and helping them realize their best version of themselves to go out and just absolutely dominate. What do you think something that, you know, maybe it's today, in today's age where it's kind of held you back a little bit. Is there anything that's really kept you from unleashing your fullest potential self?
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, everybody's got some of the same problems, Chase, which I'll talk about in this question.
The most important thing, Chase, with that question is fear, okay? Fear is a massive, massive contributor to failure. And it's not that you're fearful of yourself, but you're fearful of the conditions of life, that if you want to go and run a business and you want to get outside your job, that you're scared of what you don't know. We're scared of the unknown. So I think fear for a lot of people is a massive demon that sits inside them. You know, what you got to learn to do is conquer fear. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we live a very short life here, you know, on this place called Earth, you know, 80, 90 years, whatever it is, and then you're gone for a very long time. So I think if you can conquer fear and you can conquer the inner voice, and that inner voice, you know, you've got good and bad within you. You know, there's a beautiful story, Chase, for your listeners, that living inside you is an angel and a devil, and the angel and devil are both fighting for your attention. Which one's going to win? And the answer is whichever one you feed, okay? So what's important is to really understand which voice you're feeding inside you to make you a better version of you. But I think if your audience is, you know, if they can start to break the patterns of fear within them and really kill fear, once you have no fear, you start to live life.
I love that. I feel like it's more so acknowledging the fear as well, because, you know, you have to live a fearless life, but it's also acknowledging it. And even if the fear is there, it's having the courage to push past that fear almost, and, you Absolutely. Know, overcoming that fear. Like you said, it's feeding the angel as opposed to feeding the devil. You know, that devil is Absolutely. That fear that's trying to hold you back. But as long as you feed that angel, you might have that fear, but you're still going to push through. You're going to be courageous enough to make it happen.
100%.
That's awesome. So, Mr. Galea, this has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Is there anything that, you know, you kind of want to cover that we didn't really cover so far in the conversation?
No, I think let's just close with this. It has been a great show, actually, Chase. Your energy is amazing. Let's close with this. I think, you know, for me, a couple of things for your audience, and this is why I do what I do, is number one, is to follow your dreams. You know, really follow your dreams. Number two is you get a great mentor or a great coach in your life that can take you to the next level. And number three is really invest in yourself, invest in your brand, invest in who you are, invest in your health, invest in your wealth, and do it nonstop. I think for me, the next one is have a shitload of fun. Like, people are taking life so serious. Like, no one gets, you know, there's a beautiful quote that says, don't take life so serious. No one gets out alive anyway, right? You know, you just enjoy, you know, have some fun along the way. I think nurture yourself. You know, you need to be kind to yourself. You need to, you know, yes, it's a hard journey. Yes, there's a lot of things going on in this crazy world today, but just nurture yourself. You know, do your meditations, go to a nice, you know, health retreat, go to a nice day spa, spend time with good people, because at the end of the day, I'll close with this, is who you spend time with is who you become.
Boom. Absolutely. And then last question. So let's say that you were the one conducting this interview, right? And you were Yes. interviewing Mr. Jacob Galea. What would you ask?
What would I have asked him?
What would you ask? Yes.
I've never had that question before. I love that. I would ask him, I would probably ask him, what would he do in times of crisis when someone's going through a crisis? There's a lot of people at the moment going through, I'm working a lot with depression. I'm working a lot with guys that, and females who are suffering in a crisis mode of, like, literally a crisis in their life. You know, that a lot of people don't know how to deal with crisis. I would probably ask Mr. Galea on exactly, how do you deal with a crisis? There's a lot of people out there, they've got hard lives, and they're suffering. And the way I would answer that is to go within, is to really get some great advice around you, and is to make sure that when you're going through a crisis, that you step aside and you understand what the cross is about. Because the thing is that everything that happens to you for a reason, okay? Good, bad, or ugly. So crisis is sometimes, you know, sometimes a storm's put in front of you to clear the pathway for the sunshine to come out. So I would teach people, and I teach people to acknowledge a crisis, understand the crisis, and really to get a little bit spiritual on exactly why this is happening to you, because everything that happens to you for a reason, no matter what it is. Okay, it doesn't happen to you by accident. There are no accidents. There are chance meetings, there's destiny meetings, but there's really no accident. So if you go on saying, okay, well, this has happened to me, why has it happened to me? And I need to understand the lesson and the learning in this. If you can manage crises and you can manage difficult situations, nobody can stop you.
Boom. I love that. That was a perfect way to end the episode today. Thank you so much, Mr. Galea. So much valuable advice on the show today. It does not go unappreciated. Thank you so much for your time. And everybody, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. My name is Chase Henderfit. I am your host. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Chase_Henderfit. And I have one favor to ask. Please just share this episode with one person. You never know who it could help impact. And if you share it on your Instagram story, I'll repost it on mine. So until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.